Hello, my name is Christine Lewis and I'm the Master's Tutor responsible for Nurture Group participants on the MA programme at Edge Hill University. You may be at a stage now where you're thinking about what should I do with the Nurture Group training that I've undertaken with the Nurture Group network. If you are, then there's the option to use those modules against Master's level study with the university. There are three options for participants from the Nurture Group network to come onto the Master's programme. One would be to do modules PBM 4000 and 4001. PBM 4000 would be completed against the child study, and PBM 4001 would be completed against the reflection on practice. Both are 2,500 words in length. Both have a supporting portfolio of evidence completed with them. If you did both those modules, then you would get a postgraduate certificate in education if you wanted to leave the programme. If you wanted to stay on the programme beyond that, then you would have another choice of module, a third module, which could be a free choice or it could be some recognition of prior learning that you've done before. So that the third choice would be that. Then you would have a fourth module, which is a compulsory module within the programme, which is PBM 4035. That module is on research methods, and that will prepare you for the last module. If you did want to leave at the second stage of the MA here, you could leave with a postgraduate diploma at that stage after four modules. Lots of people, however, do choose to stay on for the final module, the research proposal, the research dissertation module, and that will give you the full Master's in Education. If you have any recognition of prior learning that you want to be accredited against your Master's in Education, then the best time to do this is right at the beginning of the programme, because credits cannot be applied retrospectively. So for example, if you have a postgraduate certificate in education or any other level 7 credits, then you can apply to have these recognised against your MA record. RPEL is free with the university, but there must be a portfolio of evidence submitted against that record to show that you've reflected on experiential learning that you might have taken part in, or you know, anything that you've done in continuing professional development in your role. So that's the requirements for the university for that. There is a cost associated with registering on modules with the university, but there is no cost at all to recognition of prior learning if you want to you know, be credited that against your record for your MA education. We realise that everyone has individual circumstances and needs and individual records, of course, and individual courses that they've been on. So if you did want to talk to us about your individual case, we would be very happy to talk through the options with you. Please do get in contact with me, my email and my phone number are at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.